And I've got on the line Jubilee Dongo, who's 18 years old, goes to Masibambane College in Orange Farm. Jubilee, wow, you've blown it out. You've blown it out. 9 distinctions. Can you believe it?
No, I'm still in shock. I'm still in shock.
I mean, I've been talking about what the last 2 years have been like for you guys, because even as we marveled at how the class of 2020 got through matric, you guys had 2 years of this type of learning. How did that affect you?
Learning in grade 11 was a bit challenging because the COVID pandemic was still new and all that. But I really commend my teachers and the school for how they actually managed to help us across the transition. But I think grade 12 wasn't that bad because we didn't have to close as much as we did in grade 11.
And so 9 distinctions. What was your favorite subject? What was the subject for which you worked the hardest and of which you are most proud?
I would say English, because I really was not expecting a distinction in English.
And what do you want to do next, Jubilee?
I want to study actuarial sciences at Wits University. Hopefully they'll accept
me. I think if anyone is listening in whichever faculty you are applying for, certainly will want to admit you. Jubilee Dongo, well done. Congratulations. 9 distinctions. We're all so proud of you, hey?
Thank you so much.
And good luck with your future endeavors there. Jubilee Dongo, 18 years old, goes to Masibambane College in Orange Farm, and she walks away as part of class 2021 with 9 distinctions. Wants to be an actuary, Wits University? Come on, are you listening?
Hi, Bongani. I'm a proud mother of 2 boys who was in matric. I would just like to thank God for giving us the strength, especially me, to take these boys up to where they are. They passed, and I am so very happy. I'm glad. I'm out of my skin. I don't know how to thank God for this. Thank you, boys. I love you very much.
Ah, he's sounding so emotional. And listen, a big up to all the single moms, single dads for sure, but also the single moms who do this against all the odds, who beat the odds in raising children in really, really troubled times, in difficult times where there's so many outside influences and there isn't another parent there to help them financially, to help them emotionally, when they're tired, when they're exhausted, when they've got deadlines, and they do this. And when it all comes together like this, you can only be but proud. Congratulations.